Agricultural groups are very concerned about memos released this week by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform that indicate the Environmental Protection Agency disregarded concerns by the Army Corps of Engineers on the Waters of the United States rule. American Farm Bureau Regulatory Relations Director Don Parrish calls the memos a smoking gun because they detail how disturbed Army Corps officials were with issues such as EPA's economic analysis of the rule and misinterpretation of data.
We know that the Corps had substantial concerns with what EPA was doing with this regulation, and it really does call out the fundamental basis for this rule and really explains in very specific detail how EPA got this process wrong and how they got some of the fundamental underpinnings of this rule wrong. They were so upset that they wanted their name taken off all the process. That is extremely telling. And it also indicates that the decisions were being made at a very high level politically. As to whether or not this is truly a smoking gun, we think it is. We think the agency's credibility is shot, or at least EPA's credibility.
Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the memos provide agricultural organizations suing the EPA with new ammunition.
The next steps really focus on two things. One is the lawsuit and getting an injunction to stop enforcement, because if without that, enforcement is technically supposed to start on the 28th of August. We have submitted a letter to both the EPA and the Corps asking that they delay implementation just because of these memos and a lot of internal memos that we have seen from EPA stating that they're not ready to implement this rule. But the bottom line is we have to rescind this rule. This rule needs to be pulled back. That's the only way that we are going to protect ourselves. And that's why when Congress gets back in September, that needs to be a priority to stop this rule, pull it back, and basically just keep this madness from moving forward.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa had not seen the memos as of Tuesday morning, but he wants to see them, and he questions EPA's assertions that the issues raised in the memos were addressed.
The EPA claims that those emails' concerns have been taken care of, and obviously I don't agree with the EPA. I'm skeptical about those being taken care of, and I hope that we can use the memos you're talking about to build further justification for the amendments on the EPA and the Corps of Engineer appropriation bills that WOTUS can't go into effect.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.